Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Well, in the studio with us, we have a guest. His name is Matt Tollefson. And hi, Matt. How are you doing?
Good, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Beautiful weather, huh?
Absolutely. If summer could be like this all the time, we'd be just fine.
Yeah, no humidity.
Uh-huh. Ideal.
I don't like the sweat. How about you?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Well, I've asked Matt to come in and talk about his podcast that he does for South Dakota State football and sports in general. And first of all, Matt, why don't you just introduce yourself to us, to our listeners?
Sure. Well, I'm Matt Tollefson, live in Appleton, and just a huge Jackrabbit sports fan. Went to South Dakota State, met my wife there at South Dakota State. And
Kelsey,
yep. And just kind of wanted to give back to the program, give back to the school, and creating this blog and podcast is one way that I do it.
All right, great. And you work at Appleton Area Health?
Yep, work at Appleton Area Health. I'm the development director there.
Oh, you like it over there?
Oh, really enjoy it. It's a lot like my hometown back in South Dakota. I grew up in Clark, South Dakota, same similar size. It's a nice town.
Yeah, I see your video podcasts once in a while that we use for Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
So we do the podcasts. We're on a break right now, but season two for that is coming soon.
Oh,
so
exciting.
This fall.
Can't wait. You do a great job with that.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm a big college football fan, as you are, and we're going to focus on your podcast. It's a very popular podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how it got started, Matt?
Sure. So at the time, I was really into recruiting and looking at how the Jacks were doing recruiting wise. A member of, the athletic department down there reached out and said, "Hey, would you be interested in, maybe starting a podcast or a blog, starting a blog?" Kicked it around for a little bit. Our second child was born, Lennon, and I was on paternity leave, had some extra time. She was such a good baby. And so it was, all right, let's do this. Let's start.
Okay.
And so my first blog post was actually written while on maternity leave about my favorite memories from SDSU athletics over the years when I was a student and fan. 2 years later, hundreds of articles later, we started the podcast. And now we do 2 to 3 weekly shows. We cover wrestling. We cover basketball. And just stay very busy. But definitely football is still our big emphasis that we have 6 people on our team, just other fans, former athletes, just really have a blast with it.
So you went from blogging, writing, to a video podcast.
Yep. So my show streams on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock during football season. And then there's another show that streams live on Facebook or YouTube, midweek, that Tuesday, Wednesday timeframe.
Okay. So, awesome. Yeah. So, the Jackrabbits football team has been very successful over the last few years anyway.
Yeah.
Long time, I should say.
Yeah, I think that the number now is they've made 11 straight appearances in the FCS playoffs, which every team aspires to do, right? To make the playoffs. It's kind of like, every college wants to make the, the big dance, March Madness for basketball. For FCS football, it's all about making the playoffs. And the Jacks have done that 11 years, and they've slowly crept up and done better and better. But they always kind of ran up against NDSU in the playoffs, and it fizzled over. Everyone's well aware of NDSU's 9 championships that they've had in the last handful of years, but a dozen years or so. Very impressive what they've done up there in Fargo. And the Jacks have really built their team to match what NDSU does. Yep. And that kind of culminated last year down in Frisco, where they play the national championship game when the Jacks had a huge victory down there.
All right. Yeah, so very popular. A lot of people, you've packed the stadium Saturdays.
Yes.
In Brookings. And, we're pretty lucky in our Q92 listening area to have a Division I football program where it's in driving distance, a couple hours away, and you can go watch the best football around.
Right. And we were just talking before the show. I always love to joke that it feels like this area is about a third Bison fans, a third Gopher fans, and a third Jackrabbit fans. And, you get the blue and yellow and the green and gold and the maroon and gold all in the same gym and stuff sometimes.
Yep.
And it's pretty funny to see just the split in our area, how it breaks down.
Okay. Well, I'm really interested in your podcast. Tell us, you even got some outstanding sponsor. You have some sponsors sponsoring your podcast. How'd that come about, Matt?
Yeah, really just organically. It's people that are fans of the show and they want to support it through their business. I don't know if I can mention them.
Can I? Absolutely.
So we have Culver's, you know, out of Brookings in Watertown.
Love the ice creamer, though.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yep. And so that was just kind of a joke that was born out of it. Their general manager or owner from those locations was listening, and we always talked about a 50 butter burger if we were gonna, you know, beat a team bad or something like that. Or some of the bets would be Scoopy tokens. You know, I bet so and so is gonna win. I'll bet you a Scoopy token, which is their free ice cream.
Yep. Yep.
So that was pretty funny. Other ones we've had, you know, heavy machinery for farm and dirt work and things like that. Just, you know, guys are in their combines listening and. Yep. You know, they maybe share that they're listening to the implement dealers and things like that. Obviously, the Jackrabbit Bookstore. You know, we have a lot of fans just to make sure that they get that market. So
what's that called? Jackrabbit Central.
Jackrabbit Central. Yep, that's where you can get all of your SDSU gear if you want.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you are on Sunday nights. You said, right?
Yep, we're on Sunday nights. Yeah, 8 o'clock.
So how do you do that technology wise? I mean, you're all not in the same building.
Yeah. So we have a platform, and this is what we actually use for the Appleton Area Health Podcast too. It's streamyard.com.
Streamyard, okay.
Yep, and you can set up free accounts, but there's also paid levels too. You can promote it and set it all up with, you know, the screens how you want and your logo and sponsor logos, and there's audience participation from YouTube and Facebook where they can type in their questions. Super easy to share with guests. So yeah, it makes it very simple, because you're right. One of my partners is down in Mankato. We've had a partner down in Texas, in Nebraska, a few guys down in the Sioux Falls area. So yeah, we really, you know, we're all able to work together and kind of across the country here. So.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Some other stuff you'd like to mention too, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, I'd really like, you know, just to talk a little bit about this Dakota Marker series with North Dakota State and South Dakota State.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big. this game routinely sells out, whether it's in Fargo or Brookings. And I'd encourage folks to, if you haven't been to a game in a while, get to Brookings on November 4th, 2 p.m. That's the Dakota Marker game this year. There's still about 2,000 tickets left. The Jacks have already sold out one of their games this year for Montana State. Yep. Stadium seats just under 20,000 people, so it's a really fun atmosphere. And NDSU, you know, they're calling it their vengeance tour, is what they've already called it media up there. Yeah, so they want to get back on top.
Yep, they want it back.
Yep, the Jacks have won 4 in a row in the series, and it's kind of interesting, you know, since 2004 when these two programs went Division I together, NDSU's won 14 times and STSU's won 10.
Wow.
So fairly even, you know, on the split there. So
that's awesome. Cool. The marker, that's pretty heavy, I understand.
Yeah. So
really heavy.
Yeah. When I was a student, Paul, I actually had the opportunity to be a kind of a field marshal for this Dakota Marker game. They have like the student association from both schools pick representatives to guard it on the field.
Game?
Yep. Oh. And I was up in Fargo and I got to be that. And me and my partner, other SDSU student, lifted it up off the podium and handed it to the team. We were right in front of the NDSU student section. There weren't some very nice words being said in that one.
What team did you hand it to?
Yeah, so we handed it to the Jacks.
Okay, awesome.
But that thing is heavy. Yeah. You got to be prepared for that because you don't want to drop it on your toes. Right. That would hurt.
Yeah, I see that one. Video of it, and football players have a hard time holding it above their head and stuff like that, or if they even do that.
Yeah,
yep. Cool, that's good. And when is that game again?
Yeah, that's November 4th, 2 p.m. in Brookings.
And that's in Brookings.
Yep.
So it's sold out?
Not sold out yet. About 2,000 tickets left. Okay. So if you are interested, I'd encourage you to get tickets and go. Yep.
All right. What other games are important to the football, Jackrabbit football season?
Yeah, this year, mentioned kind of the Montana State game. And that's going to be on September 16th in Brookings again. Montana State was there in the semifinals last December, freezing cold, kind of an ice bowl type of game, blast. And that was the Jacks, you know, beat them pretty badly in that game. The other game to kind of look forward to is a fun game. And this one's on September 16th. The Montana State is September 9th. But September 16th, the Jacks are actually playing at Target Field. Against Drake up in the cities.
Right.
And so that is going to be a blast.
Good for the SDSU alumni that live in the Twin Cities area. Yeah, I guess.
We for Jackrabbit Illustrated, we're actually hosting a tailgate party at Cowboy Jack's up there.
Cowboy Jack's.
At Cowboy Jack's, we got asked to host the party there. So
nice.
We're pretty excited about that.
Will you do a podcast from there, maybe, or not?
We may do a live, just a quick live show. Yep. We'll see how it goes that day. Awesome. But luckily, with the technology, you know, we can pretty much broadcast from anywhere, or at least record from anywhere. So that's a game to watch, and then Hobo Day. Which is in mid-October. That's SDSU's homecoming. If you've never been to Hobo Day, there's a parade. There's all sorts of activities throughout the day, and then the football game at 2 p.m. An absolute blast. Yeah.
Yep, no, everybody knows about Hobo Day.
Yeah.
The city of Brookings really gets involved in that too, don't they? Or the whole community.
Yeah, it's always promoted kind of as the one-day largest event in South Dakota.
Oh, really?
So, it is. Yep, it's monstrous. If you haven't been in a few years, go. It's just... There's no hotel rooms. There's going to be limited tickets for the game, but it's worth it. It's a crazy experience.
When I went to Brookings to watch the SDSU football, I always picked the Northern Iowa game to go to because I was always so competitive.
Yeah. And again, it's Northern Iowa again this year for Hobo Day. And I'm actually picking Northern Iowa to win that game.
Okay.
Because Jacks have lost two or three times in a row when they play you and I on Hobo Day.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't go well. It's a sloppy game. Usually it rains. So it just, I'm ready for the disappointment just in case it happens. So.
All right. All right. Anything else you got there, Matt?
Or? Yeah. You know what? SDSU brings back a ton of talent this year.
Okay.
The Shrine Bowl, which is one of the top senior showcases for senior players for the draft, released their top 1,000 list. SDSU had 7 players on that list.
Oh, wow.
And I know it, out of 1,000, that seems pretty goofy, but that's the most out of any FCS or G5 program in the country.
Okay.
They have a running back this year that's likely to get drafted 3rd to 5th round, somewhere in there. 2 offensive linemen that are going to go early, a tight end, and then a couple wide receivers that are all on this list. So if you want to see, you know, some really good talent, like, it's not that far away. Brookings is an hour and a half away,
right? And easy drive.
Easy drive. So there's some really good football being played in Brookings, and I'd encourage people to check it out.
All right. And check out your podcast.
Yeah.
So how can people find you on your podcast? Where can they go to find the podcast?
Yes, absolutely. So we're on Twitter, at Jack Illustrated. On Facebook, you can just search Jackrabbit Illustrated. And then on YouTube, you can just search Jackrabbit Illustrated. And we'll pop up. Would really appreciate any likes and subscribes, and tell other people about it.
All right, do that right now. Jackrabbit Illustrated, right?
Yep.
Jackrabbit Illustrated. Check it out and give them a like and give them a watch and a listen, right?
Yes. Thank you so much,
Paul. Do you really enjoy that? Yeah. You really do.
Absolutely. It's I'm not a good golfer, as you know, might be aware. I'm not a good golfer. I don't hunt much. I don't fish much. So this is my hobby. Yeah.
All right. It's a great hobby. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, good luck to the Jackrabbits this year. What do you got them for a record?
I have them at 10-1. Right. They're losing the one game. I think they're going to repeat as national champs. They bring back a ton of talent.
Go Rabbits.
There we go.
Thanks, Matt, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Matt Tollefson with Jackrabbit Illustrated talking about the SDSU Jackrabbits, mainly the football team.